Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we're going to cover something I don't think I've ever covered before. Fighting. At this moment, some people might be a little confused. You know, after all, I talk about physical attacks all the time on this show, and that is the distinction that I want to make. Fighting is not self-defense. I'll repeat that. Fighting is not self-defense. Have you ever heard the phrase, "It takes two to fight"? It is absolutely true. Fighting is a cooperative event. You willingly enter into a fight. Self-defense, on the other hand, is a one-sided event. Someone is aggressive towards you, and your goals are evasion and escape. You may have physical contact with the aggressor, but it's only because he is preventing your escape and you had no other choice. This subject came up because of a post to the GRRN message board. A member and a listener to the show posted a video of a fight that broke out at a sporting event. The video showed the two guys getting into each other's faces, and then eventually someone threw a punch. Random people stepped in and tried to break up the fight, and several guys held one person back, trying to calm him down. Then a third person jumped in and punched the unaware guy being held. The question was how to protect yourself against a sucker punch when people are holding you back. My response was that there was no self-defense anywhere in that video. The guys were fighting. They let their drunken egos get the better of them, and when words failed, they continued the conversation with blows. One of the fighter's buddies saw an opportunity to get a chicken sucker blow in and took it. Someone who was truly interested in self-defense would have walked away from the situation long before it escalated to that stage. There was no innocent victim anywhere in that video clip. It doesn't matter who throws the first blow. You can use words and body language to intimidate or incite someone to attack you first, but that doesn't make it self-defense when you respond. If you want someone to take a swing at you, that is a fight, not self-defense. All it means is that you're both being idiots, you for starting it and for him falling for it. Here's a good reality check. If your buddies or even complete strangers step in to tell you to cool it off, you're getting into a fight. If complete strangers are calling the police or stepping in to aid you, then it is self-defense. Now, before I get a bunch of questions about sparring in the dojo, sparring is a training exercise. The participants are not trying to hurt each other, but learn, train, and develop skill. Fighting is when you want to hurt the person. When we spar, we're not trying to hurt our partners. The message I'm trying to convey boils down to this. Fighting is not self-defense. Fighting is voluntary. Self-defense is not. Fighting is illegal. Self-defense is a right. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there. Through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.